Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1370, Slow Down Your Life Through the Magic of First Moments by Jay and Heather Harrington of lifeandwhim.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading articles, book excerpts, even student essays to you every day, including holidays, for over 3.5 years, covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. Just hit the subscribe button in your favorite podcast app to get new episodes for free. Today's post being from lifeandwhim.com. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Slow Down Your Life Through the Magic of First Moments by Jay and Heather Harrington of lifeandwhim.com. Heather and I were 25 when we got married. We honeymooned in Italy. It was the first time that either one of us had traveled overseas. From the sights and the smells to the sounds and the textures, I remember almost every moment of the trip in vivid detail. I could still taste the fresh olives, gelato, and seafood. It was a trip full of first moments. My last trip to Florida, on the other hand, is a bit of a blur. Some memories are clear, but I have a hard time distinguishing last year's spring break trip from past ones. On the surface, this seems odd. After all, one trip was 17 years ago, while the other was 10 months ago. So what's the difference? Why does one experience leave such a lasting impression? It's likely due to the same reason that time seems to slow down when you're young and speed up as you get older. The novelty of an experience impacts how your brain perceives it. David Eagleman is a neuroscientist and author who studies how our brains perceive time. In an article in The New Yorker, he explains that our brains process familiar information quickly, but when new information is introduced, it takes our brains longer to organize and synthesize the data, making the experience more memorable and time appear to slow down. Quote, "This explains why we think that time speeds up when we grow older," Eagleman said. "It's why childhood summers seem to go on forever while old age slips by while we're dozing. The more familiar the world becomes, the less information your brain writes down and the more quickly time seems to pass." Quote, "Time is this rubbery thing. It stretches out when you really turn your brain resources on. And when you say, oh, I got this, everything is as expected, it shrinks up," Eagleman said. Time may fly when you're having fun, but the memories made from new and exciting experiences are so dense and vivid that they create the perception that time is actually slowing down. The reminiscence bump. Numerous studies have been conducted in which older adults have been asked to recall their most vivid memories. Overwhelmingly, these memories relate to experiences that took place from ages 15 to 25. This phenomenon is called the reminiscence bump. This phenomenon is not new. 19th century British poet Robert Southey once wrote, quote, "Live as long as you may, the first 20 years are the longest half of your life. They appear so while they are passing. They seem to have been so when we look back on them, and they take up more room in our memory than all the years that succeed them," end quote. Why are our teens and 20s such defining decades? A 1988 study which found that 93% of vivid life memories relate to unique or first-time events may hold the key. And when you're young, everything is new and novel. You're engaging in firsts at a rapid pace. First kiss, first time driving, first day of high school and college, first job, first travel without your parents. The novelty of these first moments creates rich memories, and therefore the time periods of high school and college seem like they lasted forever. author Joshua Foer, in Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything, writes that adolescence and early adulthood is, quote, the period that's the most varied and exciting. That's when you're hitchhiking across the country, going on lots of dates, having interesting encounters, and learning about things for the first time. You're going to remember your trip hiking across Peru, Foer explained, more than the year you spent sitting in your office doing the same job you've been doing for the past 5 years, end quote. Indeed, 4 years during your 40s feels like it goes by in a flash. As you get older, it's easy to get into a rut of routine and fall into predictable patterns. Get up, get the kids off to school, go to work, get home, eat dinner, get the kids to bed, hit the couch, go to bed, rinse and repeat. When you look back, there's very little pattern interruption. There's nothing to break the script. Life becomes a blur, a hamster wheel of repetition. The worst part, while repetitious days drag by, life speeds away. This begs the question, what's the best way to break the monotony, slow down the perception of time, and create more meaningful memories? Create more first moments. David Eagleman referred to time as a rubbery thing. While we can't stop the passage of time, we can mold our perception of it. We can interrupt the patterns of our lives by introducing more novelty and new experiences into them and create more memories and meaning as a result. The best way to accomplish this is to harness the magic of more first moments. There's no reason that the majority of our first moments need to take place during our teens and 20s. We can engage in firsts at every stage of our lives. First moments come in all sizes, from something as simple as cooking a new recipe for dinner or exploring a new hiking trail, to something more grand, such as overseas travel or learning to play a new instrument. The key is to not look at new, novel experiences as spontaneous occurrences that happen to you, but rather as things that you make happen. While Heather and I didn't have a firm handle on what was driving our desire for change a few years ago, which ultimately led us to move to Northern Michigan, it's clear in retrospect that it was the desire for more first moments. It was a recognition that life is short and it can pass you by if you let it. Sometimes you need to break the script to appreciate what's in front of you, to see what's possible, and to slow life down. This has certainly been true of our experience. From camping with our family in the Upper Peninsula, to backpacking through pictured rocks, to creating the fairy trails, to launching a new business, the last couple of years have been full of firsts for us. It's a period that has been fast-paced, but vividly clear. We'll never forget it. First moments have the power to change us. After all, life is nothing more than a series of moments, so plan more that matter, both big and small, into your life. Do something new every day. Look forward to something every day. Life is short, yes, but first moments make it feel much longer. You just listened to the post titled Slow Down Your Life Through the Magic of First Moments by Jay and Heather Harrington of lifeandwhim.com. Thank you to Jay and Heather. I love this one because it's something we often forget. Maybe that itch you've been feeling or antsiness is exactly this, the need for change and more first moments, something I feel like I'm getting to experience now, and I'm grateful for that. Do share whatever novel experiences you're having with me. I'd love to hear it. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Please do subscribe for free if you haven't already. There are many free podcast apps. And have a great rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.